Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue relating to the doctrine of jihad is the geopolitical division of this world, which our jurists have normally done and which they adhere to. They say that this world is primarily divided into two abodes, two parts. One is called the Darul Islam, and the other is called the Darul Kufr, which also is called Darul Harb at times. Darul Kufr, as the name implies, of course, means a place where the disbelievers live, and by Darul Harb means that the Darul Islam, or the places where Muslims are there, are present, they are in a perpetual state of war with the Darul Kufr, and in their collective capacity, Muslims must wage war with the Darul Kufr, or the abode of Kufr, and in such cases, in such circumstances, the Darul Kufr will be called the Darul Harb. And literally, the word Darul Harb means the abode of war. Now, our jurists derive this geopolitical division from the practice of the companions of the Prophet. They think that the companions of the Prophet waged war against the disbelievers, and therefore today also now Muslims, by following the companions, they must also now wage war in their collective capacity against the disbelievers. Now, first of all, it needs to be considered that the whole exercise of the Prophets of God was specific to a certain practice of the Almighty, and the companions of the Prophet Muhammad especially just extended the mission which Muhammad himself was sent to fulfill. So therefore, any practice of this sort which the companions of God, of the Prophet fulfilled or carried out, cannot be made a ground or a proof on the basis of which some exercise should be conducted by other Muslims. In other words, the primary practice from which the companions did this whole exercise was based on a certain practice of God, a certain divine practice of God, as per which he punished people who deliberately denied the truth. So therefore, when the Sahaba or the companions, they were punishing people of Persia or Rome or attacking them and telling them to either accept Islam or to submit to them by paying jizya, they were not forcibly trying them to convert to Islam. They were actually punishing them for deliberately denying the truth. This is a certain practice which is only specific to the Prophets of God, and the companions, which were actually the companions of the Prophet, were only fulfilling this primary responsibility which the Prophet Muhammad for the last time was sent to fulfill. So it is absolutely erroneous to divide the whole world into a Darul Kufr or Darul Islam. At best, what can be said is that places in which Muslims live, that they should be called Darul Islam, of course. And if any other name could be allotted to other places where non-Muslims live, then it should be Darul Dawah, or the place in which Muslims should now preach Islam, and they should spread the message of Islam. Forcibly conquering them or making them submit to the authority of Islam is absolutely unwarranted after the departure of the companions of the Prophet. As I said, this whole division, this whole geopolitical division, is primarily derived by the jurists from a certain practice of the companions of the Prophet. And this practice of the companions of the Prophet was specific to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were not doing something of their own. They were not waging war against kufr, as is generally understood. They were actually punishing people who had deliberately denied the truth. And this whole practice of punishing people who intentionally deny the truth is a divine practice of God, which is carried out only in the times of the messengers of God. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.